Wisdom teaches us that we are one. We can most easily understand this reality through our physical senses. One could say through our primitive wisdom. And I use the word primitive with great respect and admiration because, and this is true for every single one of us, our first human ancestors were all indigenous to somewhere. Now, some of us are indigenous to this, the North American continent, from thousands of years ago. We might call them North America's first peoples, but North America's immigrants, and that would be the Norse colonists in the 10th century and the European colonists beginning in the late 1400s. All our primeval ancestors, wherever they came from, originally lived what some today might pejoratively call a primitive way of life, similar to that of America's first peoples at the time of the colonists' arrivals. However, many of us today happen to greatly appreciate that primitive lifestyle and culture as being much more natural and healthier, if not always more comfortable or convenient. We happen to see it as an organic way of life in which our ancestors were so much more in vital relationship and intimate dialogue with Mother Nature than we typically are today in our modern Western, aka majority white, way of life. Think about it. Hunting, gathering, clothing, shelter, tools, musical instruments, medicine, everything came directly from Mother Earth, and everything was DIY, do it yourself. Our primeval ancestors thought about it, and they saw how other living beings provided for themselves in ways similar to or very different from their own human ways, and they shrewdly chose to emulate the wisdom that they observed in the mountains and oceans and forests and jungles and tundra and in all their magnificent and wildly diverse flora and fauna. In a way of life completely dependent upon and intricately interwoven with nature, intensely studying and thereby coming to deeply understand the physical world through our five senses, in other words, grokking the way the natural world works, was utterly critical to staying alive and well. Our ancient ancestors could not help but realize that the way to survive and thrive was to wholeheartedly respect and even to revere all of Mother Nature, that working with her, not against her, was indeed the way. That is, the wise way. They either got this, or they paid a heavy price for foolishly ignoring the fierce and awesome power and strength of planet Earth. The primeval ancestors of America's first peoples, as well as the primeval ancestors of us all, gratefully acknowledged that if we treat planet Earth as our beloved mother, then she will provide for us. And if we take good care of her, then she will take good care of us. Calling her Mother Earth and recognizing all her literal offspring as children was more than just an enchanting poetic analogy. It was and still is simply acknowledging reality. Mitakuye oyasein. This is precisely why we need to turn to the indigenous peoples from around the world, starting right now, better late than never, and right here at home with our very own Native American tribes, to respectfully implore them to lead us and guide us with their impressive and invaluable primitive wisdom, a detailed knowledge of place, and deep insight of values that many of them are still in possession of. With admiration, we acknowledge your wisdom, our brothers and sisters, and humbly ask you to share your powerful knowledge, experience, and insights with the rest of us who have tragically lost touch with our own precious primitive roots, so that together we can heal our broken mother and all her suffering children. But that's not all. We can also understand that we are one through modern science. So let's go back for a minute to the very beginning, billions of years ago, which happens to make me feel like a spring chicken. As you may recall, the Big Bang Theory is the leading explanation for how our universe began. Simply put, it says that the universe as we know it started 13.7 billion years ago with an infinitely hot and dense single point that inflated and stretched over time to the still expanding cosmos that we know today. Those superheated gases cooled over millions and millions of years, miraculously metamorphosing into, well, everything. All the asteroids, meteors, stars, and planets, including our sun and our own little Earth, and everything on Earth, including all the plants and animals and other living things, and including, of course, you and me. Which is where we get the very romantic but utterly factual idea that we are made of stardust. But it's not just us. As I just said, everything is made of those extraordinary little cosmic grains of dust, which are made up of all the known chemicals in our universe, and which are now listed, as all you scientists well know, in what's called the periodic table of elements. Now think about it. What began as an explosive primordial soup over eons through the alchemy of the unfolding universe, through seemingly magical processes of change and transformation, that amorphous soup ultimately became what we now see as individual mammals and birds and reptiles and bugs and trees and flowers and mountains and rivers and jungles and deserts. But it's just an illusion that all living beings seem like separate little points of sparkling light and kinetic energy. For sure, we beings are unbelievably different, ever-evolving recipes. But bottom line, we're still all made from the same mere 118 known ingredients. Well, to me, that's just mind-boggling. But that's not all. Knowing something through our senses is, of course, knowing with our bodies. Knowing something through science is knowing with our minds. But there's another way to truly understand that we are one, and that is with our hearts. Knowing through our emotions, through what we call love. Now, we all know that love is so much more than just a captivating idea, as in, we're one because we share the same blood, or we're one because we're all made of stardust. No, love is so deeply and profoundly more than that, right? Just think about what devoted parents feel for their treasured offspring. Well, for that matter, think about what we all feel for all our loved ones, be they human or otherwise, to all our cherished relatives, mitakuye oyasein. We all might say, "You are so special and so precious to me. I feel your pain. I feel your fear. I feel your hope. I feel your joy. The miracle and the vitality of your very life absolutely thrill my heart and fill me with wonder. My love for you is so vast and so intense that it takes my breath away and sometimes makes me feel as if we literally share one body, one soul. And my love for you commands me to dedicate my life to making sure that you live and thrive." Anyway, that's what love makes me feel. And that kind of pure, selfless, sacred love compels me to take fierce action whenever and wherever I see that you, my beloved, are suffering.